Yeah, hi, so here you join me here at Twickenham on the eve of the World Cup final. Really, really excited ahead of New Zealand and Australia going head-to-head in the 2015 showpiece. These two great Southern Hemisphere giants have met on 12 recent occasions, of which New Zealand have won 9. There have been 2 draws and the Wallabies have just won once. But it is Australia's record 4th World Cup final. Their last back in 2003 when Johnny Wilkinson's drop goal broke their hearts in Sydney and England won, of course. Well, the Aussies were victorious in both 1991 and 1999, and the All Blacks have won it twice as well in 1987, and of course last time out again in New Zealand in the year 2011. Nobody has ever won back-to-back World Cups, and of course New Zealand have never won it outside their home territory either. So that is one of the big tasks that faces Steve Hansen's men come 4 o'clock here on Saturday when the game kicks off. It is the first time that these two Antipodean heavyweights have ever met in the World Cup final. Let's hear from All Blacks scrum half Aaron Smith and first of all from Wallabies back row forward David Pocock, who've both been telling me this week that they're concentrating on getting their own house in order rather than worrying about their opponents and about the magnitude of the occasion.
It's been 4 or 5 weeks of finals now for us. Every game's been huge, so we're just going to back our routine and back our preparation and do the same thing. I guess it'll be something that you look back on down the track and realise how special it was. But for us now, we're very focused on, I guess, the here and now and what we can do today to improve.
We've played the Aussies a lot, but you know, we look at their strengths and their weaknesses, and for us trying to stop them, it's just about making sure that we have the plans. You don't know what they're going to do, so you prepare accordingly, and in the end, it's about what we do, making sure that we just have most scenarios covered. And the best thing about it is just trying to do what you can do in that moment and do it the best you can, and that's how simple it's got to be.
Well, there's no question that New Zealand head into the match as favourites, but Australia, of all teams in this World Cup, are the ones who are best equipped to push them close. There's a couple of reasons for that. The Aussies have got real try-scoring potential. Adam Ashley Cooper has scored 9 tries against New Zealand during his career, and Drew Mitchell on the other wing has scored 14 Rugby World Cup tries. That's just one behind the record that's shared by Jonah Lomu and, of course, Brian Habana. Well, the breakdown is absolutely key as well, when the likes of Richie McCaw will go head-to-head with David Pocock and Michael Hooper. Here's the Australian coach Michael Checker saying that they'll need to match the intensity of the All Blacks in every department of the game.
They know how to play the game physically. They've got great leg drive and they've got great intent around the way they want to play the game physically. And I love that style of play as well. So we know that we want to bring that too. We want to bring physicality to the game as well. I know we're probably a little bit smaller, but it's all about how you bring it technically and then what's inside you, what's your drive. Why do you want to do it? And that will give you the fuel to play the game physical. So that should be an interesting part of the game, I reckon.
Well, I mentioned Richie McCaw briefly there. It could be the last time we see the New Zealand captain in an all-black jersey, and plenty of other veteran stars are announcing their international retirement at the end of the game tomorrow. Conrad Smith, Mar Nonu, Kevin Mialamu, and of course the great Dan Carter will all hang up their international boots at the end of the match. The New Zealand coach Steve Hansen has been quick to pay tribute to Carter, his legendary number 10.
He's enhanced the jersey, and when you start out as an all-black, that's one of the greatest things you could do. If you could sit back and say, well, actually I've improved this jersey from how I picked it up. He's done everything in the game, and it would have been easy to walk away and say, well, enough's enough, but he wanted to finish playing well, and he's done that. He's come back, he's got over those injuries, and he's really in good form at the moment. So, and the other good thing about him is he's just a normal good bloke, so likes to laugh, and so he's nice company.
There is just so much quality in both of these starting 15s for Australia and in the likes of Israel Folau and Matt Gitto, both of whom have passed fitness tests on respective ankle and groin injuries. And then for New Zealand, Kieran Reid alongside McCaw in the back row and try-scoring machine Julian Savare out wide. They are players of the very, very highest order. Should be a great match. It kicks off at 4 o'clock here at Twickenham. I think most of the crowd will be with New Zealand, but there'll be a few pulling for Australia and plenty of fans who'll have made their way all the way from the other side of the world to watch the 2015 Rugby World Cup final here, Australia against New Zealand.